Hey everyone, Andy here. Before we start this issue, I just wanted to let you know to wait around until the end of the episode for a big announcement about where to go to follow the continuing adventures of the Hopefuls. For now, enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between or irrespective of that binary, welcome back to LGBT&D, where the D stands for dice, and every voice you hear is a member of the LGBT community. You can call me Andy because that's my name, I use he, him pronouns, and I will be your GM as we continue our way through Masks: A New Generation. Joining me today are my four lovely players, who I will have introduce themselves to you at this time. Starting with Vanessa, would you like to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
My name is Vanessa Haas. I use she, her pronouns. I will be playing Jack / Scarlet Web, who uses they, them pronouns. And one thing I remember from last week is I had a breakdown and Wish disappeared. And so I took off my mask and cried.
Specifically, you cried in front of Hope. And that's a good transition to Eve. Would you like to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
Sure, I can try. Just for all of that, because I don't know who I am. My name is Weaver. You can call me Eve. I use she, her, they, them pronouns. I am playing Hope, our lovely little star, who uses she, her pronouns. And Last week we went back to the hospital, and I think that we actually had like an interaction with, what's his name? Miraculous's sister, right? Didn't we have like a little back and forth with her?
A little bit before you all went back to the hospital. You lost her on the way back.
That's right. Okay. And then we got back to the hospital and everybody's just like, so what do we do now? And then Invocation was gone.
Yeah. And that's our next convenient transition. Alexia, would you like to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
Hello, my fellow bipeds. My name is Alexia. I go by she, her pronouns. And I play Gabriella, or Invocation, who also goes by she, her pronouns. And last week, I teleported myself into the Shadow Realm to fight some dark ones, I believe it was. And I was, as I recall, effortlessly crushing them, easily winning. It was all good. Nothing was going wrong.
Something like that. And last but not least, Justin, you want to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
I'm Justin. I use he, him pronouns, as does my character Miraculous. Resident magician here, doing magician things, such as convincing other people to do their stuff for him. In this case, not asking to drown anyone. I just need some help distracting people so I can get some conversation done.
And with that, we will continue into Masks. So we left off with Jack sobbing in a hospital hallway in front of Hope, who Jack just revealed their secret identity to. What are you all doing? Where? I don't remember exactly where we left off, because spoiler audience, it's been like a fucking month.
We left off with, because I have a brain like a steel trap when it comes to my character. We left off with Hope being like, oh, Jack, that makes sense. And then just like pacing back and forth like, okay, we can figure this out. We'll do like A, B, C, and D to get Wish back and go back to our time. And listening to that, Jack stopped crying, put their mask back on, and hugged Hope and was like, if anyone can get all of that done, it's you.
Aw. Okay, so we begin with a panel of Scarlet Web hugging Hope and saying that I will turn the floor over to the two of you as to what your characters do, and I will interrupt when narratively necessary. What's going on in this hallway?
A lot of hugging and crying.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It is a Steven Universe recap. I think that, like, after we kind of, like, get it out of our systems and we both kind of, like, have a good cry, if nobody else, like, walks in, then I'm going to say, like, oh, we should probably, like, get the rest of the team. Like, figure out what we're doing. Let's get Invocation.
Is Invocation back yet?
Let's get Miraculous. Okay. No, this is fine. Yeah, we'll figure something out. Let's get Miraculous.
As Hope is saying, let's get Miraculous, that text bubble actually is in the top left corner of our next panel. As Miraculous, you had been helped by Selkie, who had sort of water blasted the nurses and doctors in Rune's hospital room. You wanted to go talk to him, I believe, to figure out what was going on with Invocation. Because I believe Scarlet Web had told you that Invocation yeeted herself out of existence. Or maybe it was Wish. Somebody told you that, though. You know that that happened.
Yeah, either way, yeah, someone said they were there, and then they weren't. So I figured at the very least I would talk to Rune.
Yes, so you have been granted that opportunity to do so as the doctors and nurses have been water blasted back against the opposite wall.
Okay, yeah, then I would just go on in.
Okay, you see Rune is lying in a hospital bed. He is very still, but not in like a lying down way. He's like half propped up, but not by pillows or anything. He's like half sitting up and seems to be just kind of almost frozen in time.
Does he react to my entering the room?
He does not.
Not gonna lie, I was kind of hoping he would be. I guess I just, like, call out to him, just saying, like, Rune?
Slowly, because he's sort of, like, half sitting up with his hand out in the air. Slowly his hand, like, lowers down to his side, and his head turns to look at you, and he says, who are you?
I'm Miraculous.
He has a confused look on his face.
Are you okay, Rune?
The Dark Ones, sir, they're coming to end us.
I'm gonna take that as a no. Where's Invocation?
She left to fight them, but she's not strong enough.
Then why did she leave?
She's always been a stubborn one. And much like when we cut to Miraculous's panel, we get a panel of Invocation as she is on this shadow bridge surrounded by these shadow creatures with her mentor's words literally hanging over her head. Invocation, you are surrounded by what is essentially a tornado of shadow in a scene that I'm honestly ripping directly out of Kingdom Hearts. What do you want to do?
Okay, I would like to take some pictures to show my friends the cool monsters that I fought, and then I'm going to bravely run away.
How do you go about doing that?
I take out my camera. No, I take out my phone.
The running away part.
Ah, yes, I see. Well, I am going to teleport myself back to the future dimension, maybe.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers for me there.
Cool. This can only go well. It was a 8.
Okay. You can either mark a condition or the effect will be unstable or temporary.
Okay. I want it to be unstable or temporary.
Okay. We will get to that here in just a minute.
Also, sorry, I was just going to request, can I clear afraid because I'm running from something difficult?
Yes.
Awesome. There's going to be no negative repercussions to this?
No, none at all. As this tornado of shadow turns into more of like a jet stream, these things come in to attack you, and Invocation blinks out of existence. They go slamming down hard into the shadow bridge. And then we get Hope and Scarlet Web going to find Miraculous, as Rune tells him that Invocation has left and that she's always been a stubborn one. What's going on? How are the two of you entering? What are you doing or saying anything? Paint a picture with your mouth words.
I'm following Hope right now.
I think our biggest priority is getting home, but that's going to require a lot of steps. I think that our, like, the immediate priorities should be trying to get Rune up and running so that we can maybe use his powers in conjunction with everyone else's to, like, get us back to where we're supposed to be and maybe even bring Wish back. We also need to take care of that dragon that's outside.
And we need to bring Invocation back.
Invocation is going to come back when she comes back. I don't know if there's any way for us to reach her. Like, unless Rune can send us.
Or if Rune can just pull her back from wherever she went. And Jack's just going to look at Rune.
As you're looking at Rune, he's looking towards you, but he's not seeing you. There's no look of recognition in his eyes. He's got, like, a 1,000-yard stare going on.
Okay, so Rune can't help. Invocation's not here. What's the next step that we can do with just the three of us?
Well, why don't we... Okay, step number one is take stock. We need to figure out what we have at our disposal. We have allies. We have a dragon that's sometimes cooperative. We have Miraculous. He can do magic.
That's true.
As Hope is listing everything that you all have at your disposal, you all also have Invocation, who appears seemingly from out of nowhere.
Wow, Invocation, you appeared out of nowhere.
Hi, gang. What's up?
Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. So,
how was the darkness?
I did it, guys. I think I won. I tricked them into attacking each other. I'm a genius.
Can I pierce the mask?
Yeah, go ahead and roll to do that.
Press X to doubt.
Okay, so that's a 10.
Okay, on a 10 plus, I think you get 3 questions from the list.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to go with... how could I get your character to tell the whole truth about what happened?
You would need to sit her down and ask, metaphorically, not necessarily literally, and ask for a full details, everything that happened, a play-by-play of what went on. Full honesty, because you're teammates, so she wouldn't, like, lie to you or anything.
Okay.
In that sense, anyway.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know, take the rest of the day off. We're done. We're going home.
Okay. Yay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just, shh.
Okay. And I don't know, I guess just, like, what do you intend to do?
Go home with magic.
Okay. So I think Jack just kind of, like, stares at Invocation when she says that she, like, fixed everything and she's a genius. And Jack doesn't, like, really believe it, but is like, you know, I'm just, not that she doesn't, or not that they don't believe that you're a genius, but they don't believe that you just solve the crisis in the shadow world.
Totally did.
And they're just going to kind of be like, you know what? I have other problems I'm dealing with, and just leave it.
Cool. Sounds good to me. Let's not explore this issue any further. Does anyone have anything else they want to do before we go home?
I'm going to say that it's just like, so should we try to figure out what happened with Wish? Because, like, she just vanished. Like, fully out of existence vanished.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Yep.
Can we hear the theory?
Oh, right, sure. So as you know, Wish jumped from this timeline in reality to our timeline and then back, but she did so in 2 separate ways. Now, as we all know, time is a lot like a trampoline. So each time you jump, you make it go, you stretch it further and further and further. I think she stretched it too far and now she's been pinged back. So she's either back home in our reality somewhere, or she's been flung off into an entirely different separate reality. But either way, she's probably completely fine. Maybe.
Scarlet Web, how are you feeling as you hear that?
not great, Andy. I think Scarlet Web's going to look at invocations. Like, is there any way we can maybe narrow that down to knowing where she is more exactly?
I think so. We just follow her timeline trajectory.
And how do we do that?
Well, you'd need someone who has knowledge of advanced teleportation magic and time travel magic.
Scarlet Web is just staring at you.
You know, like, a bunch of wizards back in like, our time, right? Like, they're, like, pros at this shit.
Yes. I could ask one of them. Does anyone have anything of Wishes that she owns that we could use to kind of hone in on her magical signal? Because timeline searching is a lot like, it's a lot like with bloodhounds. You need something to get the sense, so we need the magical sense to hone in on her.
That makes sense.
Wow, really? I mean, yes, it does. Yes. I'm very smart.
Hey, Scarlet Web, do you have anything that Wish has given you?
Probably. What that would be, I'm not sure. I'm open to suggestions.
What about, like, a locket?
Yeah, I guess a locket sounds nice.
Kind of figured that you guys would have a locket. Like, that just sounds, it's, like, romantic, but still kind of gay.
It also just, lockets fit very well with, like, a lost in time kind of romance.
Okay, I think after my explanation, I kind of just lean slightly to try and meet Rune's gaze and just mouth at him, was that all correct?
Roll to pierce Rune's mask for me.
Okay. Roll to pierce mask is the one. 7.
Okay, you get one question from the list.
How could I get Rune to confirm that everything I said was correct without him also alerting members of my team that I'm not entirely confident in my own analysis of the situation?
You hear a voice in your head, and it is Rune's voice, and he says, your analysis was close. Find, what was the time wizard that you've name-dropped a few times?
Kronos.
Find Kronos. He can guide you to your missing friend.
Cool. Okay, so I'm going to kind of say this out loud to Rune. Is it okay if we leave you behind here? Do you want me to take you with us, or you can get your own way back?
Rune doesn't react, but you hear again inside of your head, I will stay with you.
Okay. Right then, I can try and teleport us all back to our own timeline. To do that, it's going to be kind of like skipping a rock from one dimension to the next. So we need to go to the Shadow Realm first to get the initial jump, and then we'll skip to the next, to our dimension after that. So there might be a few seconds of absolutely terrifying horror awaiting us, but after that we'll be all safe and all happy. Nothing else we need to do here, right, everyone?
So I did kind of promise this dragon that if he stopped attacking the city, we would help him get back home. Because I didn't want him killing people.
Should we bring him with us?
I mean, we can drop him off at his... I'm just going to kind of like look at Invocation and then at Rune and then back at Invocation. And we're like, can we? Can we do that? Can we just like punt him into his own dimension and then just move on?
Yeah. I'm going to need to see him because I need to see him.
Yeah, he's like out. He's right outside.
For magic reasons, not because I want to pet him.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's.
And yet he is a dragon.
Yes, he is.
So he should be warm. Haha. Oh, I'm so funny.
So, what do we do with Rune? Because he wants to stay with us. Can either of you, and I'm going to kind of motion an invocation miraculous, and I'm gonna be like, can either of you just like turn him into like an animal or something, like something small that we can just like backpack?
I could, but like we could just like if miraculous charges me up, then I should be able to have the strength to be able to do it at range, hopefully.
I mean, we could definitely try. Why doesn't he just come with us? Is he
spaced out?
Okay.
Rune, turn to Rune again. Can you walk? Are you able to walk?
Nobody sees Rune do or say anything. But Invocation, you hear his voice in your head say, "My current body will need some time to recharge."
Okay, could you get in a wheelchair? Could we put you in a wheelchair? That would work, right? That'd be easier.
If you wish to bring my husk along, then it will be fine. But if not, there are always other bodies I could transfer into.
I know that... wow.
Quick question. Is Invocation saying this out loud, in spite of the fact that Rune is talking in her head?
Yeah, she's replying out loud.
Okay. How's everybody reacting to that?
Can I ask, a question? Why are we talking about turning Rune into an animal? Or, putting him in a wheelchair? As if we're, Are we basically just, teleporting to the Shadow World and then teleporting to our world? Can't he just be how he is?
Yeah, but I need to take him with me to the location of the dragon, ideally. And his current form's a bit out of it, so we'd need to, take him with us, ideally.
Honestly, I was more worried about, when has anything ever been easy for us?
I'm pretty sure Miraculous once fought in a zoo, and I think that went well for him.
It did go well for me, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't you end up making enemies with that Arthur King guy?
Details.
I wonder if he's still alive in this timeline.
I don't think that's important right now.
Am I alive in this timeline? Anyway, can someone get a wheelchair?
Jack's gonna go get a wheelchair.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm super okay with just, leaving him in this timeline.
Leaving who?
Rune.
Oh, no, we're taking him with us.
Yeah, I want to bring him with us. I'm also worried about, if we end up in another wrong timeline, but that one doesn't have, medical care.
What are the chances of that?
Whatever is afflicting him doesn't appear to be wholly physical, at least from what I can tell, so... Perhaps it's something magical and we can just worry about it later.
Yeah. He doesn't technically need his body per se. So, it's just kind of a luxury. You know how it is.
I really don't, but I'll take your word for it.
Wild, what do you need? What would happen if you didn't have your body?
I would probably be dead.
That's crazy. How do you sleep at night? Knowing that like something could happen to your body, like the roof could cave in, you could have like a heart attack, brain aneurysm.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm fully aware. Thank you. I try not to think about it.
Hey, Hope, you want to go ahead and mark a condition for me there?
Oh, thank you.
Insecure or hopeless, maybe. Maybe afraid. Your call, really.
Let's go with afraid. Yep, cool. Thanks. Lovely, lovely talk.
You're the one who attached your body.
Yep.
So
So Rune, let's get him in that wheelchair, get him out to the dragon, and then get everybody where they're supposed to be.
I want to meet this dragon.
Cool. Step number one is get Rune in the wheelchair. I will totally help with that.
Jag is definitely just ignoring this conversation and already doing that.
Good.
Thank God.
Miraculous would add, though, that the dragon can't actually speak our language. We had to use magic to translate.
Typical dragon. I bet it knows our language and just pretends not to.
Okay, so I don't think we need to go through all of the nitty-gritty details about you putting Rune into a wheelchair and, wheeling him out. So let's just go ahead and cut to the next phase of whatever this plan is. I'm assuming you all go out to meet the dragon. Are you saying anything to... the lesbian polycule on the way out, or are you just going straight to Evrio?
I have no idea who they are, so I say nothing to them.
You've talked to them before.
Have I? Didn't Wish and Scarlet Web talk to them while I snuck off? Oh no, I told them that I lied to them and they fell for my lie, naturally, my cunning ruse. Yeah, I totally took them in. I recall that now.
Let's see, I'd be concerned about, who was it, Selkie, the one that helped me out? about the repercussions of what happened with that. So, like, as soon as we walk out, it would just be like, are we going to be confronted about that?
She looks at you and says, oh, it's okay. I'll tell him I lost control of my powers. I mean, it won't be great, but you all just, it seems like you've got a lot going on. You should focus on that, not on me. I've got this under control.
All right, you got this. Thank you for helping, by the way.
As you say that, you hear the sounds of the doctors and nurses in the room starting to, like, pick themselves up off the floor. And Selkie looks at you and says, you should probably go now.
Jack's going to start moving very quickly. And just quickly say it was nice seeing you again.
You too. And good luck with everything.
Okay, bye random people, I guess.
Yeah, I would just move on after that.
Yeah, I think I only got to meet them for like 20 seconds. And it was when I... Did I?
I'm pretty sure you all had conversations with them, but apparently they weren't memorable NPCs.
No, so... they are. I think the only interaction I had with them was literally when Wish was just like, oh yeah, and then these are like, this is the goddess that likes me now. And I was just like, you bitch. Like, I leave you alone for 10 minutes and you befriend a goddess.
Fair. So is there anything else, or are we just jump cutting to you all being in front of the dragon outside of the hospital?
I want to talk to the dragon.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else for me to talk to. I kind of bypassed everyone earlier.
Okay. What's going on as you all exit the hospital?
Do we see the dragon straight away? Or does it, like, sweep down? Or how does this look?
I think they were sitting in the parking lot.
Ugh, that's so unimpressive.
Yeah, the way that he was sort of left is, like, he's... The best way for me to describe this, you know, like, when a dog curls up to go to sleep? It's like that, but, like, 100 feet long.
Little puppy.
So, like, he's all wrapped up and, like, head resting on the ground. He's not asleep, but that's, like, his resting position.
Like a scaly ferret. I wish to walk up to him and say, hello, dragon.
He snorts out. Like, not fire, but very, very hot air that, like, blows you. Like, invocation can stand strong against it, but, like, and it knocks you, like, a step back.
Damn, okay. Guess someone's not going home. Right, okay, gang, are we all ready?
We can't just leave him here. He'll destroy the city.
I can. It's technically within my powers.
I mean that, like, he would just be destroying the city.
I mean, aren't there... quote-unquote goddesses in the hospital.
Yeah, but our choices right now are that it's like either they kill him or he kills them, and I don't want anyone to die, and I don't think you do either.
But he was rude to me.
He needs help.
He's not exactly the nicest dragon.
I just want one, please. Just one, please. That's all I want. And I'll get... Dragon, where do you live?
You have to talk to him telepathically.
I did.
Oh yeah. Was that facetious, or are you doing both?
Both. That's like public telepathy, so everyone could hear.
Got it.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers for me there.
I kind of want this to go wrong, so he takes it as like a psychic assault and attacks us all. 11. Full hit.
So yeah, everybody hears invocations addressed towards this dragon, and he says back through the telepathy to, I suppose, everybody. I come from the land of Dame Marius.
Okay, could you describe it in detail, please?
It is a land of lush green mountains, castles and brave warriors. Magic courses throughout the land, the rivers and the forests. And my people reign supreme as it should be.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Okay. I think I should be able to get you there. I'm going to send everyone else home first, then I'm going to try and send you home, because that's probably going to take more energy from my part. So, you know, going to really charge up. Is that okay with you?
He huffs out hot air again and says, that sounds acceptable.
Good thing, kiddo. Okay.
Miraculous was going to ask, did you need help? I can give you a little boost.
Yeah.
It'll probably last.
Okay. If you could give me a boost, Rune, if you can do anything at all to help me out, that'd be really useful. If everyone could, like, really think of home, our home dimension, like that one scene in The Wizard of Oz where she taps her slippers, that would also be super helpful. Not you, dragon, whose name nobody has yet told me and whose name has not been given to me. You keep your mind blank. I'll get to the dark dimension, send everyone home, bar Miraculous. Then Miraculous will help me to send you home, dragon. And you think of your home dimension, and then Miraculous and I will go home. Everything will work out great. That's what's going to happen.
All of you hear Rune's voice in your head for the first time as he says, my magical powers are tapped out.
Okay, Miraculous. Anyone else, if you can give me energy in any context, that would be super neat. But I feel like Miraculous and I are going to be... We got this.
I can do my best. One quick question. Should we be splitting up again?
It will only be for like a minute, and it will literally just be Miraculous and I sending Nameless Dragon back to his dimension. And
I have a name.
Okay, well, you haven't given it, kiddo. So we're going to send Nameless Dragon back to his dimension.
I am Evriel the Destroyer.
I'm sorry, Evriel the Destroyer. So we'll send Evriel the Destroyer back.
Reigner over the land of Daemarius.
Evriel the Destroyer, Reigner over the land of Talundria, back to his dimension. And then once Evriel the Destroyer...
Scourge of the Mountains.
Once Evriel the Destroyer, Reigner over the Scourge of the Mountains, to Talundria, Dragon Man, back to his dimension.
Razor of the City of Halcyon.
Okay, are you just doing this to mess with me, or
what about the City of Halcyon?
There are lots of Halcyons. I'm sure it's fine.
He said he raised it, I think?
Yeah, he, like, built it.
Raise as in destroy.
Oh, okay. So you're not, like, a builder. Don't you rule the land? Surely, like, you would... Do you not build cities?
No.
I mean, okay, you don't sound like a very good ruler, but you know, far be it from me
maybe
to judge.
Maybe don't fight the dragon?
I'm just saying. Okay, so, sorry, Evia, what was your full name again?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, as hilarious as this is, and I'm sure everyone's having a laugh, Jack says not laughing at all, I would like to go home. So can we just do that?
I mean, yeah, but... You know, please would be nice. Just saying, no one said please. Okay, we're going home. Miraculous, charge me up. And then I'd like to teleport us to the dark dimension, ready for a really quick hop to our home dimension.
I think we'll go wrong.
Okay, so which one of you wants to roll to unleash your powers here?
I feel like it should be me. The Miraculous could maybe. I suppose just add like a plus one.
Yeah, I was going to charge up so I could charge up.
Okay, so you want to charge up your burn?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll to do that for me.
It says I've got a hold too, but I'm assuming this is a whole different scene, so it shouldn't count.
Yeah.
Aha, 10. All these conditions are helping me out.
Okay. You get to hold 3.
Okay, so I'm going to use the boost ability.
Okay, what does it look like on the page as you boost Invocation in order to allow her to send Hope and Scarlet Web back home?
I think he would sort of do a flourish with, like, his cape, and suddenly Invocation would be kind of coated with, like, an aura of pastel colors as they, like, do, like, a gradient through. They, like, flick through the colors, but it's literally a flame kind of thing, but they're, like, not hot around Invocation.
Okay, and what does it look like as Invocation sends Hope and Scarlet Web back home?
She forms a kind of small ball of magic in her hand and flings it at both of them, and it expands, envelops them both, then just kind of implodes into nothingness.
All right, Hope and Scarlet Web, you feel like a pull behind your, like, not in your stomach in the way that, like, you normally think of it, but like the actual organ of your stomach. And then all of a sudden, the two of you find yourselves in Halcyon City. The sky above you is dark. The streets around you are quiet. What do the two of you want to do?
What is the date on my phone right now?
When you pull out your phone, the date is the date that you left earlier in the day. And you do, in fact, have cell phone signal.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
How long before my phone catches up and I get like a million voicemails and text messages asking where I am?
As you notice that you have cell phone signal, your phone starts vibrating like crazy as voicemail after voicemail rings through on your push notifications.
Cool. Scarlet Web is just going to look at Hope and be like, okay, they have like a minute before I have to go. So,
I mean, once they get back, we can just, you know, everything will be fine. Do they need us to stay here?
Out of character question, do I still have Rune? Or did Rune stay back with them? I thought Rune came with us because I was pushing the wheelchair.
The body of Rune, well, invocation, would you have sent Rune with them or would you have kept him with you?
I would have sent Rune back with, on the basis that he's kind of all tapped out, so having him around a potentially dangerous dragon wouldn't be the best move, really.
Okay, then the wheelchair-bound magician is with the two of you.
Yeah, so this is more just like a notice that if they're not here in like a minute or two, I'm going to leave Rune with you because I have a shit show to deal with at home.
If you want to head out, actually, if you could just do me one quick favor, you have webs. If you could just like maybe web his chest to the chair, that way I can fly with him without him like falling out.
Yes, I will make him a safety harness. And Scarlet Web's just gonna do it.
Okay, so you web Rune to his wheelchair. What else is going on with the two of you?
I'm just gonna tell them that it's like, if you wanna head out, I can hang out here. I should be okay. If shit gets real, I can escape.
Okay. Just let me know if you need me or if you see Wish or just anything. I guess now that you know things, you have multiple ways to contact me.
Yeah. If you ever need anything, by the way, like you, like Scarlet Web, or like you as in like...
Yeah, you don't have to...
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can always, like, come to me for anything, and I'll totally do what I can. Like, you're part of my team, and I want to, you know, like, we have to be there for each other. Yeah. And with that, I'm going to kind of, like, pull out my phone, and I'm going to send a couple of quick texts.
Okay. Who are you texting, Hope?
So I'm going to assume that I had some way of texting Wish. Did I?
I mean, yeah, it's feasible. You all probably exchanged phone numbers or something.
Then I'm going to text her, and it's just going to be a text that says, please tell me you're okay. And then I'm going to send a text to Arthur King, and it's just going to say, most of us are back.
Okay. As Hope is sending those texts, Scarlet Web, what are you doing? You heading home? You going off to...
Yes, I am leaving. Well, actually, first, I should probably, how far away are we from Arthur's castle?
Probably not that far. Couple miles, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta go there and pick up my car, so I'm gonna go do that and then go home. Because my car also has a change of clothes.
Okay. As you go to Arthur's castle and find your car, we go back to the future. Invocation and Miraculous. The two of you are standing there with a dragon. What do you want to do?
Okay. Evio the Destroyer, ruler of Tamar? Lord of Flames and Razor of Halcyon. It was something like that. I need you to focus really hard on your home. Think about that. I'm going to send you back there so you can get on with building those cities. And then we're going to head home. Okay, cool. Cool.
I am ready.
Okay. And then I'm just going to try and send him home, I guess, with Miraculous's help.
Miraculous, are you boosting Invocation again, or does she have to roll for this one?
Oh, no, yeah, that's actually great that I get to help again. I should have done the flame effect earlier, because it's sort of more fitting. Let's change it up this time. It's going to be, like, wavy, like water, like a bubble, that kind of thingy, and it would just warble.
Okay. Invocation, you changing yours up at all?
This time I'm going to form a sphere on my upraised finger, and I'm just going to flick it at him, and it will expand and envelop him entirely. And this time it will ripple out of existence to keep it thematic.
Okay, you see this giant 100-foot-long dragon ripple out of existence, and the two of you are left alone. I ask again, what do you want to do?
That turned him into a frog. Okay, you ready to go home?
Yeah, that kind of went better than expected, but hey, I guess we're doing good. Yeah.
We have got this. Okay.
Time travel seems easier than expected.
Time travel is super easy. I don't know what everyone makes a big fuss about. Okay. I'm going to... Oh, could you... I want to teleport us home, so if I could have your assistance again. And we're out of here.
Yeah, that'll be my third boost. Yeah, so I would help one last time. I'm not sure how the visual effect would be this time. Sort of a rainbow shimmer this time. And then all of my, like, boostedness, which probably I didn't even describe, is sort of gone. So, yeah, that sounds good.
Then my one is just a rainbow that comes out of my hands and envelops both of us, and then it just blinks out of existence.
Oh yeah.
That rainbow that comes out of your hands, as it goes to wrap around the two of you, it starts off as a rainbow, but quickly turns into black and shades of gray. The two of you are enveloped in it. And as it comes from the bottom up, we get a shot of Invocation's eyes as they turn deep black. And then the two of you feel a pull behind your stomachs, and you find yourselves in Halcyon City. The sky above you is dark, and the streets around you are quiet. What do you want to do?
I want to check my phone.
It is the day after you all left. I should have said that for Jack, too. It's the day after you all left, but only because it's like 1:30 in the morning.
Okay. Did I notice the fact that my beautiful rainbow turned black and gray? Or is that like something? Did I not see that?
Yeah, let's say you noticed it. That seems better. More narratively interesting.
Okay. I just say, did you like want to change the... Did you try and affect the color of my powers when you were charging me up, or?
I did nothing like that.
I guess it was just like a quirk of going through the dark dimension or whatever. We need to...
That would make sense, too.
Yeah, that's what it is, nothing more. I guess I need to talk to Kronos, but I'm really tired, so I'm going to do that tomorrow, I think.
Okay. Out of character, remember what day it is?
I feel like now it's like a weekend day. I want to say it's Saturday, but I honestly don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say you all have school the next day.
That was my concern.
Oh, yay.
Whether you all decide to go or not, that's on you all, but it's scheduled.
I'm studious, so I'm going.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
All right, so Miraculous would say, yeah. Definitely. Have a good sleep.
You too.
I'm sure this will go over easily. I'm sure Rune's got this.
Yeah, Rune's got this. We all got this.
Invocation, as you head off towards wherever it is that you go to sleep for the night.
My house.
Presumably your home. You feel a weird feeling in your head. And the best way I can think to describe this is it feels like your head is buzzing. Almost like your brain is vibrating at a very low frequency.
I am way more tired than I thought I was. I really need that sleep, is the conclusion I'm drawing from this.
Very valid. Hope, what are you getting into for the rest of the night?
I'm going to take Rune to the hospital. Wait, do they show up at the same area as me?
They do, but like after you've already left.
Okay, so it's like a decent amount of time afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, then I would have taken Rune to the hospital and texted Gabriella. Like, hey, Rune is in the hospital. He's okay. You know, this is the hospital he's at. This is where he's staying. And then I'm probably going to text, like, whoever my new PR agent is. I'm going to have to create one. And just be like, hey, had a hell of an adventure.
Okay. It is 1:30 in the morning. You're not getting texts back from any of the NPCs. I will leave it up to Alexia if Gabriella would text you back, though.
I think just a quick thanks for that exclamation mark. Super tired, so going to bed now. See you tomorrow.
I would just text back, like, probably something to the effect of just, like, great work today. You really pulled through. You know, just, like, thanks for holding the team together. We all really need rest.
Hope, do you want to roll to comfort or support her there?
I can try. I think my mundane is actually pretty good. Yes, it is. And I have influence, so I get a bonus. I got a 13.
Okay, wow.
You are comforted to fucking back.
When you comfort or support on a hit, they hear you. They mark potential clear condition or shift labels if they open up to you. On a 10 plus, you can add a team to the pool or clear a condition yourself. So, first off, Hope, do you want to add a team to the pool or clear a condition?
I'm going to clear a condition.
Okay.
I'm going to clear the only condition I have.
Taking that afraid away?
Yeah.
And then, Gabriella, are you opening up to Hope in any sort of meaningful way?
I think I'd say something like, thanks. Couldn't have done it without your guidance and leadership. Thumbs up emoji. We got this! Exclamation mark.
Okay. Invocation, would you like to mark potential, clear a condition, or shift your labels?
I'd like to clear angry, if that's okay.
That works for me.
So I've been role-playing that super hard.
Let's see. Miraculous, is there anything of note that you do for the evening?
Actually, I would text Arthur. Did he have an actual name? The Golden Knight? What was his name?
His birth name is Arthur King. His hero name is the Golden Knight.
Arthur Knight, Golden King. Got it. But yeah, I would text him to say that we've returned from the ... future. And I just kind of leave it at that.
As previously mentioned, it is late as balls. You don't get a text back.
Yeah, worst of all, I wasn't going to wait for one. Like, I was just going to say that and just phone off, not expect a reply. Not because of the time, just because, like, that's all I wanted to say.
Fair enough. Anything else with Miraculous, or is he just going home and going to sleep?
I'm going to go home and make sure that's fine, because it's late, and as you said, it's a school night, so.
Okay. We will get to that here in just a little bit. Jack, what's going on as you approach your house? Many hours after you were supposed to babysit, but instead just kind of dipped out to the future.
Jack knows that they're not gonna get away, like, with this, and they're just gonna walk in the front door. Like, they're gonna try to be quiet about it, so that way, you know, if people are asleep, they don't wake up. But they're not going to try and, like, hide.
I want to interrupt real quick and let you know that as you're pulling up to your house, there is a light on coming through the front window.
Yep, Jack's just going to walk in the front door and face the music.
So, your mom is sitting on the couch in the living room as you enter. She's wearing, like, not like a dressing gown, but like a bathrobe or something. Something like that moms wear when they're up way later than they want to be and they're just, like, fucking done. And she looks at you like the TV is on, but it's very clear she wasn't watching it. She looks over at you and says, Jacqueline, where have you been?
I'm sorry.
Sorry's not a place. Where have you been, Jacqueline?
I went for a walk and I had my phone on Do Not Disturb and I lost track of time.
You lost track? Do you know what time it is? It's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning. You have school tomorrow or today. You were supposed to watch your sister and she was left here alone on her own. Do you know what could have happened to her?
Jack just doesn't say anything. They just feel terrible.
Is that all? You're not even gonna try to make sense of it?
I don't know what to say, Mom. I feel really bad. And
go to sleep. We'll talk about this in the morning. I'm glad you're all right.
Jack's just gonna go to their room.
Okay. As you go to your room, and what's Jack's sort of sulking activity? Do they, like, flop into their bed? Do they get on their computer? What's their, like, attempt to sort of decompress look like?
Right now, it's definitely just, like, flopping onto their bed and just, like, kicking off their shoes, flopping onto their bed, and just wrapping themselves up in their blanket like a little burrito.
As you do, Jack, you pull out your phone to clear out those voicemails that you received.
Oh yeah, just delete all.
Well, actually, you know, in order to delete them, they have to play and you have to press 7 or whatever.
Yeah, I have to at least listen to like the first few seconds.
Yeah, you go through and listen to them and clear them out pretty quickly. Most of them, you realize, are from your mom. And then there's one that you didn't expect.
Hey, Jack. I'm sorry that I left like that. I wish it could have been different, or I don't know what I wish for it. I'm not even sure that you'll remember me with how this all works. I'm not even sure I know how this all works, but I did it. Told you I fixed it. I'd fix it, and I did. And I miss you. And I hope that you're doing okay. And I hope that you're happy, or at least be able to get there, because I don't want you to be sad, and I don't want you to cry for me. And who knows, maybe I'll get to see you again someday, but it was all a lot, and I couldn't have done it without you. And I just want you to be happy, Jack. And I want you to become the greatest hero you can be, because I know that you have it in you. And I know you will. And thank you for letting me be part of that. I love you.
To replay this message, press 1. To delete, press 2. To save, press 3.
Jack presses 3.
So, Jack falls asleep, and then we cut to the next day. Do you all go to school? Do you not go to school? who's, like, we'll just kind of go down the list. Gabriella, you going to school?
Yes.
All right. What about Hope? You going to school the next day?
Yeah.
Zaylor?
Yep.
And what about Jack?
Jack gets up in the morning and does their usual routine. They drive their sister to school. And then they go to school, hoping that for some reason, like, Bex will just be there. And when she's not, because I assume she's not, Jack just leaves.
Yeah, Jack, you know that, like, Bex is supposed to be in your third period English class. And when you walk in the room, she's not there. But as you were already in this class, you have to sit down and stay at least through one more. Jack, the class starts, and your teacher stands up at the front of the class and says, "Everybody, we've got a new student today. Her name is Rebecca Bailey." And Jack, through the door of your English class, steps Rebecca Bailey, aka Bex, aka Wish. She comes in and says, "Hi, my name's Rebecca, but you all can call me Bex." And she comes in and sits in front of Jack.
Is there, like, any look of, like, recognition or anything?
Would you like to pierce your mask?
Yes.
Go ahead and roll that for me.
Okay, so I have influence over Bex, but I don't know if that applies in this situation, so I'm not gonna put it in the roll for now.
I'm gonna say it does, because you know Bex well enough to sort of be able to read her face.
Okay. That's a 4.
Yeah, Jack. Bex turns around and looks at you and says, "Hi, my name is Bex. Can I borrow your English book? I haven't gotten one yet."
Jack's just gonna hand her the book.
And that's where we're ending our issue.
Be gay.
Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.
Join the Compass Rose Productions team for their all-queer TTRPG actual play livestream, Everyone Dice. Streaming every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on twitch.tv/CompassRoseProductions. The first campaign is Dungeons & Dragons 5e, set in a dark fantasy homebrew world. Join the CRP team as they share the story of five women unraveling the secrets and mysteries of their homelands, while danger looms around every corner. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to hop on here and let y'all know that, as of this upcoming issue, we will be part of Tabletop Roulette, an actual play anthology podcast featuring a rotating cast of GMs, players, and systems, specifically focusing on uplifting voices of people from marginalized backgrounds. The hopefuls you know and love will still continue, but their adventures will be interspersed with other adventures, some containing our cast members, and some not. We hope you'll follow along with us on this new and exciting journey. You can find the new podcast on Twitter at TTRPGRoulette, or on your favorite podcatcher, starting with our first episode, which, with any luck, should be dropping next week. Thank you for the love and support you've shown us along the way so far, and stay safe, everybody.